Breakfast Mornings on Metro FM. It's where you want to be.
How has being unemployed affected you holistically? Your voice notes over here.
Guys, for me, this unemployment thing is very sad, you know. I graduated school 2014. Since then, I've been self-employed because I saw that I go.
You're coming out of uni. They're asking you to have 5 years of experience.
Or to speak Afrikaans, have a driver's license, have a car. There are so many ridiculous requirements for grads. Come on!
I have a friend, my best friend in my town. She holds a master's in communication, but she works as a temporary at that blue and yellow clothing store.
It's just tough getting a job. I just woke
up. It's Best Mornings with Sabi and Candice, 6 to 9 a.m. on Metro FM. It's where you want to be.
What is the process of legally changing your surname in South Africa? That's the conversation that we're having. I remember when I got to matric, I used to use my mom's surname, Nxumalo, and then I changed it to Mjali. But for some people, it's different reasons. For me, Nxumalo was my mom's surname, and Mjali is my father's surname, so we had to just fix things up because my dad had done the things, but we just delayed the system. But whether it's having to change your surname back after a divorce or discovering your dad later on in life and wanting to take on his surname, maybe registering a child under the mother's dad's surname, changing that surname must be done legally at home affairs.
Right, now there are several cases where one parent refuses to okay this process, and today we learn a bit more about these complicated cases. We're joined by Justice Magai, who is the founder and director of Magai Attorneys and Corporation. A very good morning to you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us on Best Mornings.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for the invitation.
Amazing stuff. Thank you for always picking up the call to chat to us. Maybe the starting point is, what is the legal process to change my surname in this republic? And do you need to provide a reason when doing this? Or can I just wake up this morning and be like, hey, I want to be a wonder?
Yeah, definitely. So basically, the issue of births and deaths registrations are governed by an Act of Parliament, Act 51 of 1992. So basically, you can't just wake up and say, you know what, let me just go change my surname. You would have to provide sufficient and good reasons as to why you want to do that. So all South African citizens, their details are entered onto the National Population Register, which provides that you must have a full name and a surname.
Okay. So, Justice Magai, tell us, at what age can one then change their surname, and who grants permission when a child is involved? Also, let's say my father was a serial killer and I'd like to distance myself from the surname Dharma, or I find out that I'm related to the Mandelas and I want to, you know, change my surname to Mandela. Can I just go out on a whim and be like, yeah, cool. You did say permission. We need to have, you know, conclusive like evidence to prove that you can hold
proof,
a certain surname. So what would I have to produce then in a situation like that? Sorry, I know it's a loaded question.
No, it's fine. So the process would be the following. You can approach any local home affairs. The director general is empowered and also in charge of the issue of forenames and surnames. So now, if you are over 18 years of age, you will not need anyone's permission. You can just go in there. There's a form which you must complete. Once you complete that form, they will want sufficient reasons as to why you want to change. In your case, you said you discovered that you are now a Mandela.
Yes,
things are going to be nice for you. So you can also do that. But then there's no guarantee if the DG will consent or agree to you changing your surname because you are a Mandela and that surname is going to bring you luck. But you can try your luck, for lack of a better word. So if you're under 18, your mother can approach home affairs. However, on the issue of your mother, question is, were you born out of wedlock? I.e., did your mother marry your father? If your mother and father were married, then that's easy. It depends which surname your mother decides to take. So if they are married and she uses your father's surname, then automatically when you complete the form, you'll take on your father's surname. But in the case of children born out of wedlock, that means father and mother are not married. Mm-hmm. In terms of Section 10 of the Act, which I've just mentioned, the child will assume the surname of their mother automatically. Okay. However, unless the father is present, and then he also identifies and confirms that actually I'm the father, the mother and myself have agreed that the child can take on my surname, and then they both consent, that can be done. You've had situations where they are not married, however, the child takes on the surname of the father, even if there are no damages paid. There's no law which says that there must be damages paid before the child can get the father's surname, even if they are unmarried. Okay. So people must just get that one.
Out of curiosity, let's say I've done everything right, right? Like,
yes, sir.
Right, as you just said, it's not important. But the mother of the child does not want my son or my daughter to take on my surname. How does it then play out legally? Like, what would the process be like?
Okay, one, the mother cannot be forced to have the son take on your surname, because the two of you are not married. And I've also mentioned that Section 10 says that automatically the child must take on the surname of the mother of a child born out of wedlock. However, if you have the funds, you can approach a lawyer. We can bring an application to court to justify why you want your son to take on your surname, but that can be a costly process. Hence, the issue of both parties agreeing becomes important. But you can't force the mother. You can pay in Nhlawulo, which is good for you. Then the mother says, "You know what? Nah, it's fine. Thanks for paying in Nhlawulo, but my son will keep my surname." Then you can approach a court. Then we can challenge that one. And good luck with that.
All right, there's questions already streaming in. There's one that reads, "Good morning. I would like to find out, if you marry a woman with children, is it possible to change your stepchildren's surnames? If I have children outside marriage, can I change the child's surname into mine?"
Yes, sir, you can do that. You can do that. However, then you'd also need the consent of the natural father. Natural father will also have to consent. So the mother would agree. You as the stepfather, for lack of a better word, because I also hate that word of stepfather. You as the stepfather would also have to consent, and the natural father must also come to the party and say, "Actually, I consent." However, should he withhold his consent, we can then also approach a court and say, no, we want to bring an application to compel him to consent or agree, or actually do away with his consent, because you can bring an application where we terminate his rights with regards to having to consent to the change.
All right, so many questions coming through. There's one that Candice is going to read to you right now on WhatsApp. You can also send through on 060-552-7303.
Right, the person goes, "I just discovered that I'm a father to an 18-year-old son, and he's been using his mom's DNA, I guess. I am the biological father," is what he found out to the boy, "and wants to change to mine." He wants to change the biological son. Sorry, it's a bit crazy. The biological son wants to change his surname to his father's that he just discovered. Mm-hmm. Can the boy go alone to change the surname to mine with the results without me being there? Or do I have to be present in the whole thing?
Do the parents have to be there when the kid wants to change the surname?
No, if the kid is of age means over 18 years of age, he's a major, they can approach the local home affairs, complete the form, give reasons. I would also recommend
if you don't mind,
get supporting.
Can you please hold your thoughts when we come back after the ad break? You can finish it off, yeah?
No problem, boss.
Designing unique clothes is my game, but delivering them, that's a whole different ballgame. That's where Postnet swings in. It's fast, reliable, and always on point. With Postnet's courier services, my customers are never left waiting. My business isn't just growing, it's booming.
That's because at Postnet, it's not just about parcels. It's about your business vision. Postnet, nurturing dreams, one delivery at a time. Getting you across the line.
Phoniam. It's not just my go-to for renting a new smartphone. Phoniam gives me so much more, like Freedomiam, Flexiam, Fortuneam, Fantasyam. In fact, I can even keep up with Ifashiniam, Video Calli Fianceam, and manage my hustle so I can take care of Ifamiliam. To think all it takes is visiting Acumen's, Pep, or phoniam.co.za. T's and C's apply. You should also apply. Now, Phoniam. Quick, simple, connected.
Ah, morning, guys. I just got into the car. Ooh, Polinski, you are my twin. This is Nono in Pretoria. Happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday.
Congratulations to the lucky Powerball winner who won a mind-blowing jackpot of over 68 million rand on Friday after playing through their banking app. Now, that's what dreams are made of. Play any national lottery game and you could win big too. Buy your tickets now in store nationallottery.co.za, the mobile app, cell phone banking, or simply dial *120*7529# for USSD. Panda push-up play. Players must be 18 years or older. Play responsibly. YouTube as the proud operator of the National Lottery.
I have a good morning when you can have the best. Best mornings with Sabi and Candace. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Still talking all things surname changes with Justice Magai, who's the founder and director of Magai Attorneys. Now, Justice, I want to welcome you back. Maybe just wrap up your thoughts on the gentleman who just discovered he had an 18-year-old son and wants him to adopt his surname. What are the processes involved? Does he have to produce any DNA results?
Okay, now regarding that one, so if the son is 18 years old, the son can approach the local Home Affairs office, complete the form. I would also recommend that the son concludes or deposes to an affidavit where he gives sufficient and good reasons as to why he wants to change. Then the father would then also depose to a supporting affidavit where he explains that this is my son, we discovered after XYZ happened. That is my son. I would also love for him to take on my surname. And then that should be enough for the DG to agree to the change. Once the DG agrees to the change, that also has to be published in a government gazette.
Justice, this is Owen speaking. We got another WhatsApp that came through just now. And it says, yes, hi, sir. Besties. I've been married for 10 years now. And she wants to have a dual surname or a double barrel surname. Is it possible to do this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Owen, since 1997, the law has allowed people, especially those who get married, to have a double barrel or dual surnames. So now she wants to have it now. Mm. What was the reason this was not done from the start? Should have to explain to the DG as to why she wants it now, why it wasn't done. That shouldn't be an issue. Local Home Affairs office, we give sufficient reasons and why she wants it now. And that should be authorized by the DG in due course, of course.
And then another question, is it possible for a convicted criminal who's got a record, in other words, to change their surname? Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the Births and Deaths Registration Act which says now because you have a criminal record, you cannot approach your local Home Affairs. However, the reasons for wanting to change, why do you want to change your surname? Are you afraid that people will know that you are the one who was convicted of that heinous crime? Aha. Then the DG, I would say 10 out of 10 times, would then decline that application. Nothing prevents you from bringing the application. Okay. However, nothing forces the DG to consent or agree to that change because the reasons seem too self-serving, if you ask me.
Got it.
All right. I know Zanzibar's got a question to ask. Let me just squeeze in this one.
Good morning, besties.
Yes, no problem.
I just want to ask our lawyer on the panel, what happens in a case whereby the mother and the father are divorced, the mother resumed their maiden surname, and the kids wants to go back to their maiden surname, to their mother's maiden surname, sorry. Kids want to change their surname from their father's to their current mother's surname. Thank you, besties.
Thank you.
No, perfect question. There's also provision for that. The kids, together with the mother, they can approach the local Home Affairs office. Because the kids, if the kids are over 18, they do the application themselves. Mother also does a supporting affidavit where they explain, no, we were married. Now we are divorced. We then attach the decree of divorce and we give reasons why now they want to revert to my surname as the mother. And then the DG should approve that application as well.
All right.
There's a father who also wants to know, he stays with his 16-year-old son and the mother is not present. So he wants to know, how does he change his son's surname to his without the mother?
So is there any reason why the mother's not present? Has the court said that she can't be involved or she has chosen not to be involved? So I would need to get more information as to where's the mother, because the DG will also ask for that, saying where's the mother, because she also has rights and her consent will be also be required as well.
Let's say she opted out.
Understand?
And they can't find her. She opted out. Yeah.
Okay, then we'd give reasons to the DG as to this is what we've done. We've looked for the mother. We can't find the mother. Then the DG should consider that. But I would then advise the father to approach the children's court. Then the children's court could then do away with a termination of those parental responsibilities and rights. In other words, the mother's consent is done away with. Therefore, the father would have a court order, which would attach to the application as well, because the DG will ask as to where's the mother.
Let's squeeze in one last one, Kenneth.
Right. So a woman sent us a message saying, can I change my children's surname to my new husband's surname? She won't be able to get consent, though, because he's deceased. Their bio data.
Yes, she can do that. She can do that.
Okay.
She can do that, because if their father was still alive, would also need his consent, the new dad's consent, and also her consent as the mother. But unfortunately or fortunately, the father is not around. Therefore, both of them would just sign the form and give their consent that as the mother, I'm consenting. Then the new father, I'm consenting as well. And then DG would approve that application as well.
Yo, that's another conversation we should actually explore. Changing the kid's surname to the new husband's surname just because the dad is now passed on. What's wrong with the other surname? Is there a story there? But I feel like because of time, we don't have time to unpack that chat. But I feel like that's a totally different conversation. If someone would like to get in touch with you, so many questions are streaming in. Where do we get a hold of you?
Please check my website, magaiattorneys.co.za. Then you can also contact us on 083-245-9087.
All right, cool stuff. Thank you very much. Listen, this is definitely a chat you want to go back and re-listen to because we touched on so many points. Head out to metrofm.co.za. That's where you'll find a podcast just after 9.